The delightfully wacky Avenue Q pictures contemporary life with a comically skewed look at our crazy lives through 9 puppets operated by 4 puppeteers and 3 characters. It's a zany ride, and the fine Phoenix Theater production looks as good as the show did originally on Broadway, and it plays with the necessary shenanigans and malarkey that turned it into a comic delight. Jeff Witte crafts a clever book from Robert Lopez and Jeff Marx's original concept, and the pair also contributes the funny songs that tell much of Avenue Q's story. The musical is set on a rundown street where a collection of young characters bemoan and mock life as they try to find a successful societal niche. The characters represent the wacky people we are around every day, including a constantly fighting engaged couple that includes non-practicing therapist Christmas Eve and her loser boyfriend, Brian. The street superintendent is Gary Coleman. Other characters include Kate Monster, a smart but feisty woman, slutty Lucy, bookish and gay Rod, who adores musical theater, and Princeton, a grad who has no idea what to do with his degree. The show is sharply tied together by Robert Colby Harper, who stages and choreographs with his usual smart and sassy style, creating a raunchier and funnier show than previous versions I've seen. Harper has cleverly pieced together parts of the first PT production, including the original set design, the original Broadway puppet designs, and some of his first cast. He's added new cast members who craft strong portraits of this motley collection of neighborhood dwellers. Marissa Castle's Christmas Eve and Pete Good's Brian are especially good, and they play off each other with delightfully snappy comic relish. Emily Mulligan Ferry plays Kate Monster and Lucy with forceful bravado. Toby Yatsu brings Rod and Princeton to very different but very exuberant lives. Brittany Mark's Gary Coleman is cleverly crafty, and the puppeteers among the cast handle their puppets with ease as they sing and dance with Elan. Aya Namath and Colin Roth play a variety of small roles with distinction. Avenue Q is a raunchy but funny look at the misfits of our society. It attacks many of the cliches we endure daily as it lets us laugh at the silliness of our lives. You will be delighted and charmed by the very raunchy but smashingly delightful Phoenix Theater Avenue Q production, but it's not for young kids. Avenue Q earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues through May 25th. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.